Australia's religious freedoms are under threat. That's the claim former Howard government minister Philip Ruddock will examine when he heads up a panel looking into the nation's religious protection laws. Previously, Australia's special envoy for human rights, the 74-year-old former immigration minister, will have until the end of March next year to deliver his findings. Speaking on the Nine Network, he says he'll be taking the responsibility seriously.
For me, protection of the right to freedom of religion is a very important right, and how we manage that within the context of difficult human rights obligations, which can sometimes be formalised in a way which takes it beyond the power of the Parliament, you need to get the balance right. And I hope that with the people that have been asked to help in this task, we can come up with an appropriate response for the government.
It comes after a national postal vote on same-sex marriage, which saw 61% of respondents vote in favour of legalising it. Legislation still has to pass federal parliament, but the Prime Minister optimistic it will be law by Christmas. Before, during and after the vote, the No campaign has argued that any same-sex marriage law must be accompanied by stringent religious protections. Federal Treasurer Scott Morrison has welcomed the review into religious freedoms, adding that more than 4 million Australians didn't back gay marriage. Mr. Morrison says the rights of parents to decide what their children are taught in schools must be protected, and that charities and organisations should have access to funding regardless of their stance on same-sex marriage. He adds that a person's job prospects shouldn't be affected by their opinion on the matter, and that marriage celebrants of any faith should be allowed to conscientiously object to performing gay weddings. Mr. Morrison says Philip Ruddock is the man to examine these issues.
He is one of the most respected Australian public figures in Australia's ethnic and religious communities. He has the gravitas, the intellect, and I think that the empathy to listen carefully to the real anxieties and concerns that many Australians in religious communities across the country are now feeling. And so the government is acknowledging that, and the government is saying, we are going to listen. We've appointed Philip Ruddock someone who is the best listener in the business when it comes to these issues.
But Labor leader Bill Shorten has accused the government of trying to stall same-sex marriage legislation. He says Conservative parliamentarians need to accept how Australia voted.
We all understand that Mr. Turnbull's been facing a revolt from the Conservative right of his party, who are unhappy with our marriage equality survey results. Now, I do think it's important that we preserve religious freedom in this country, and I do respect the concerns of some no voters. But the way to do it is not to delay marriage equality.
The Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria supported the Yes campaign for marriage equality. Its chair, Eddie McAuliffe, also supports a review of religious protections, arguing its timing is nothing more than a coincidence. But he doesn't want it to come at the cost of discrimination against gay couples.
You don't take away existing rights by introducing discrimination against same-sex couples. So I think even though there is some issues in relation to religious freedoms that should be looked at, I think they should be looked at in a separate way, in another act, rather than coupling that up with the Marriage Equality Act.
Mr. McAuliffe would like to see the introduction of a Bill of Rights protecting things such as human dignity.
I think if you look at the debate was had on 18C and the Bill of Rights, I think those are important issues, and I think we should continue to discuss those in an open and honest way and not complicate the issue by coupling it up with marriage equality. And I just feel that that's not designed to get the best outcome. It just entrenches some bigotry and ignorance on a range of views within the community.